You know, the more you read, the less I have to preach.
So you guys probably... Oh, sorry. 所以你们大家可能都知道，今天的天的计划就是你们要读的越多的话，那么他就不用，他就讲的越少。
Okay.
No.
What's that? Get closer to me. Okay.Dennis. Okay, we'll get this right.
Here?
Yeah. Hold on.
Like this?
Better.
Okay, let me get to the book of John here real quick. Okay, let's pray before we begin.
在我们开始之前，让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we just thank you so much for this special privilege of worshiping you.
天父，我们真是感谢你给我们这个权柄，让我们能来到这里一起崇拜你。
We just ask you to collect our hearts and calm them, and so we are separated from the world's influence.
帮助我们，让我们把心都放在这里，安静我们的心，让我们不为世界上的那些来分心。
So we can focus on your teaching.
所以我们可以来专注在你的教导。
And we ask you to speak your word to us.
我们请求你用你的话来跟我们讲话。
And so that we can see what you're saying and what you're doing for Jesus and with Jesus.
所以让我们能认识到你所说的、你所做的都是为耶稣。
So, and we pray this in our Lord Jesus' name.
我们是这样祷告，是奉主的耶稣的名。
Amen. Okay, so the verses that we read from chapter 7 of the Gospel of John were events that took place in the context of the festival of the tabernacle.
所以我们刚才读的经文是从约翰福音第七章讲的是，就是讲祝棚节这个他们过节这段的事发生的事情。
You know, this particular feast is considered by many as the greatest of all feasts.
这个祝棚节就是在讲就他们所有的这些节日中是一个最大的节日。
But it's no different from all the other feasts in the sense that God gave this one to us to teach the Jewish people.About his characters, and then to help us understand his plan of salvation.
但是就是这个也跟其他节日一样，就是神是通过这个节日来教导我们他的个性，而且就是传扬他给我们的，让我们了解他的救赎计划。
So that's why I'm going to start out today, giving a little background, a little context to today's verses.
所以我现在就开始就是讲一下这个今天这些经文的背景。
Now this feast of tabernacles takes place at the end of the fall season.
这个祝棚节就是在秋季秋末的一个时候发生。
Which is the end of their harvest season.
也就是他们收获季节快要结束的时候。
So as you can imagine, with a good harvest, that's God's.Abundant provisions is visible to everyone.
所以你可以想象，就是神给我们的给他们的丰富的供应，就是在这个时候应该是很明显的。
So it's a season of thankfulness.
所以也就是一个季，有一个在这个季节一种啊，这种感恩的节日。
It's also a chance for the children of Israel to look back at the time when their ancestors lived in temporary shelters or booths as God led them through the wilderness and provided for their every need for 40 years.
所以呢，也就是说，也是就是以色列的子孙们在这个时候就是回顾他们祖先曾经在旷野里头流浪，他们是神保护他们在那些临时的住棚中度过，然后给他们所有的需要。
In a different regard, the in prophecy terms, the festival typifies the day of the Messiah in both New Testament and Old Testament teachings.
所以呢，就是在某种意义上讲，就是这个这个节日，也就是代表着旧约和新约的教导。
On one hand, it speaks of the future reestablishment of the kingly line of David by raising up the tabernacle of David that is fallen.
在一方面，他讲的就是在将来要重新建立大卫王他们这个这个血缘就是把他们就是讲要重新建立大卫倒塌的帐幕。
And that's when the Messiah will sit.On David's throne, and then rule the world in which Israel will be able to dwell in safety.
他也就是讲到这个时候，就是弥赛亚就会坐在大卫的宝座上，统治着这个世界，然后以色列人就可以住在生活在安全之中。
Now, in the second prophetic intent, it is also believed that the presence of God will once again.Among the Israelites.
他还有一个第二个有预言性的预言性的目的，就是说就是当时人们相信就是神就会再一次住在以色列人之中。
Now in Jewish traditions, it is believed that the shelters God spoke of in Leviticus 23:43.Was not just the temporary physical shelters that Israelites lived as they traveled through the wilderness.
就是在犹太人的传统中，大家相信就是神在利未记23:43中所讲的那个住棚不只是一个简单的就是一个具体的一个他们当时住的一个地方，他们讲就是他们当时在那个旷野里头行走时候住的那个地方。
But God was also referring to the clouds of glory that shadowed the Israelites.
这个住棚还是指着还代表了就是他们当时就是在旷野中行走时候有那个荣耀的云彩一直照耀着他们。
And the clouds of glory was used both as a covering as well as a light.
这个荣耀的云彩就是用来一是用来遮蔽他们也作为他们的光。
It was also considered as a place where God lived.
也被认为是就是神所居住的地方。
So this holiday in summary is a holiday that's filled with joyful memories of yesterday.
所以呢这个节日呢就是也是就是讲的是是充满了对昨日的那种很愉快的回忆。
When God provided for them and God's presence was with them.
就是大家会回忆到就是当时神给他们提供所有的一切，而且神一直是和他们同在。
It is also a holiday filled with hopeful dreams for tomorrow.
也是一个节日，就是大家是在这里充满了对未来的希望。
When God will rule again, and He will live among them again.
也就是说，在未来，神会再一次统治他们，而且神会和他们同在。
Now, as Apostle John's Jewish readers look forward to the coming of the Messiah.
所以就是Jewish leaders, 这些犹太领袖们，他们当他们在那个期待着弥赛亚的来到时，
the Apostle John repeatedly told them that the Messiah indeed had come, and Jesus is the Messiah, and he's the fulfillment of everything that Jews had anxiously been waiting for.
那么使徒约翰就是告诉他们，就是实际上弥赛亚已经来了，耶稣，就是他们一直在等待的这个弥赛亚就是耶稣。
As he made this first argument in John chapter 1 verse 14.
所以他就是在这个约翰福音中第一章十四节已经是讲明了。So
when once again John mentioned the Feast of Tabernacles at the start of chapter 7, his intention was no different.
所以呢，当他在这个第七章这个祝棚节中，他又提到，他就是他又讲到这个弥赛亚呢，就是也是同样的意义。
But this chapter is a little bit different in the sense that Jesus' messianic message is becoming much more direct.
所以呢，但是他这一章呢，就是是有一个转折点，就是也就是说，他这里讲的耶稣这个弥赛亚的信息是更直接的。So
people are more having to choose; they're more under more pressure to choose, if you will.
所以呢，就是人们就是一定要做选择。
And their reactions, as you can imagine, are quite polarized.
所以你可以想象他们的反应其实实际上是很分化的。
The opposition becomes quite strong.
一些反对的就是越来越反对。
But the acceptance is also becoming more broad-based.
那些接受的人呢，就是也越来越多。
Now, leading up to chapter 7 of the book of John, Jesus had performed a number of miracles already.
所以呢，就是在一直到第七章之前，就是耶稣已经行了很多神迹。He
had turned water into wine in chapter 2.
就在第二章中，他把水变成酒。Healed
a Roman official's son in chapter 4.
就在第四章中，他又医治好了一个罗马贵族的一个儿子。Healed
a cripple in chapter 5.
在第五章中，把一个瘸子治好。
Fed 5,000 and walked on water in chapter 6.
第六章中，他又喂了5,000人，而且在水上行。
But people are still unsure about him in chapter 7.
但第七章中，人们还是对他不是很确定。
Some say that he's a good man.
有人说他是一个好人。
And others say, nah, he deceives people.
但还有人说他在迷惑人。
So the question is how could these people decide if Jesus is true or not?
所以就是问题就是这些人他们怎么来决定就是耶稣是真的还是假的?
On what basis can they decide that Jesus is truly the Son of God and our Messiah?
所以他们是靠什么来决定耶稣是神的儿子，是我们的弥赛亚？
Now we'll pick it up from verse 10 at this point. Well, we learn that Jesus went to the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以我们就从第十节开始讲，就是这个时候就是耶稣要去到那个耶路撒冷过节。And
even though people were looking for him, he went very quietly without any fanfare.
所以就是尽管大家都是在期待着他在寻找他，他还是就是悄悄的去了，没有任何宣扬。
In secret, almost completely unlike a victorious Messiah.
几乎是暗中去的，就是跟那个一个成圣的弥赛亚是很不相像的。When
he did arrive, he did not perform any more miracles.
当他到了那里以后，他也没有行任何神迹。No
great wonders.
也没有一个什么令人惊喜的事情。
Didn't pull any paperwork to demonstrate who he is.
也没有什么文件来证明他自己是谁。
When he did arrive, he decided to teach instead.
他到了那里以后，他反倒决定他要教训人们。
And once he started teaching, the people became quite amazed.
当他开始教训的时候，那里的人就是觉得都很稀奇。
But they were also puzzled.
但是他们又很困惑。
How did this man get such learning without having studied?
就说这个人他也没有学习，他怎么从哪里学到这么多东西？
They were amazed from a knowledge standpoint.
他们是从知识的角度来看了，觉得很稀奇。
But they were puzzled because they didn't know where he got his teaching from.
但是他们又很困惑，因为他们不知道 耶稣从哪里学到他这个所教训的这些。
And Jesus must have seen a confused look on their faces.
耶稣就是肯定是看到他们脸上这种 很困惑的表情。
Because he wouldn't have provided answers himself in verses 17 and 18.
因为他在 17和18节中他就给了大家的 答案。
If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own.
人若立志遵守他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训，或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。
And what that says is that if you have decided to follow God's will, you will know whether Jesus' teaching comes from God or he just made it up as he went along.
他这句话说的就是说，如果你要是决定 遵循神的旨意，那你就会知道耶稣的教导是从神来的呢，还是说他自己编的。
In other words, if we are, or if our hearts are transformed to the extent that what we do, what we say, and what we think are well aligned with what God could do, we will be able to see Jesus for who he really is.
也就是说，如果我们就是已经我们改变到我们自己的话，那么我们所行所说和所想的，和神要我们的是一致的，那么我们就会认识到耶稣就是真是他所说的，他是谁。
And with verse 18, Jesus is bringing additional context to verse 17.
在18节中，耶稣又给17节中提供更多的就是背景。
In verse 18, he says that he who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself, but he who works for the honor of the one who sent him is a man of truth, there is nothing false about him.
人凭着自己说是求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差他来者的荣耀，这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。
So when we combine these two verses, we know that when our mind, our hearts, is transformed in a way that our will is like God's will.
所以当我们把这两个经文，两节经文一起看的时候，我们就知道，如果我们的心和意都转变成，就我们的心意会符合神的旨意的话。
We will then know that Jesus is true.
那么我们就知道耶稣是真的。
And how we know he's true is because he seeks and lives for God's glory above everything else.
我们怎么知道耶稣是真的？是因为我们知道，就是他是在寻找神的荣耀，而且他是为了神的荣耀而活，是高于一切。
So what that tells us is that when we are not living for the world anymore,
所以这个就是告诉我们，如果我们要不是在为世上这些俗事来活着的话。
When we're not concerned about recognition or acknowledgement from people,
我们不再就是整天在想到要得到人们的承认或者是认知认识。
When our daily decisions are made in consideration of God's honor,
而我们每天所做的决定都是要为了神的荣耀。
And God's glory in our mind,
我们就是把神的荣耀放在我们心里。
We will then know that Jesus is related to God the way rays of sunlight are related to the sun.
我们就知道耶稣和神的关系就是像阳光和太阳的关系。
Or radiance is related to the glory.
或者就是像光辉和荣耀的关系。
Because Jesus is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being.
因为耶稣他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本质的真相。
So now the next question then becomes, what is the reason that people cannot be transformed enough to see Jesus for who he really is?
那么下一个问题就是说，是什么原因让人们不能改变，然后他们不能认识到耶稣是真的。
And today's verses tells us that there are two types of rejections from two different groups of people.
今天的经文告诉我们，就是有这种两种，大家是从两种人里有这种拒绝。And
these two groups of people include Jesus' own brothers and a large crowd of Jewish people.
这两组人呢，是包括耶稣自己的弟兄和犹太人。
And let's take a look to see if there's any connection between these two different types of rejections from these two different groups of people.
所以让我们来看看就是这两组人中他们的 拒绝耶稣他们之间有没有什么相连的之处。
So Jesus' brothers were actually pretty excited about what he could do.
耶稣的弟兄们实际上他们就是很兴奋就是耶稣能做的事情。
So they said to him in verses 3 and 4 that you ought to leave here and go to Judea so your disciples may see the miracles you do.
所以呢,就是在第三节和第四节的时候,他是这样说,你应该离开这里上犹太去吧,叫你的门徒们也看见你所行的事。
And no one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world.
人要显扬名声,没有在暗处行事的,你如果行这些事,就当将自己显明给世人看。So
this proposal, or maybe a bit of a challenge from Jesus' brothers, was a very logical thing for them to suggest.
所以就是弟兄们这个提议,就是看起来还是很合乎逻辑的。
Now the Feast of Tabernacles was one of those pilgrimage festivals in which that all Jewish adult males were required to go to Jerusalem.
所以这个祝棚节实际上就是一个三个朝圣节之一,就是这个节日呢,要求所有犹太人,成年的男子都要到耶路撒冷去,然后来到神的面前。
So many, many people will be present in the city of Jerusalem. Now, if Jesus is claiming to be the Messiah, what better place for him to show himself and show himself to the world?
所以呢,如果耶稣要是宣称他自己是弥赛亚的话,难道就是还有更好的时间和地点,他可以到那里去来宣称他自己吗?
Now, the second unbelief is a direct result of a miraculous work.
那么第二组,就是他们不相信耶稣的这些人呢,就是实际上是直接出自于这些耶稣所行的这些神迹。Now,
in this case, the Jews not only were not excited about Jesus' work, they were actually offended enough that they plotted to kill him, as stated in verse 19.
所以呢,就是在这个例子呢,就是这些犹太人,他们并不是,他们对耶稣所行的行迹,他们没有感到兴奋,反而他们就是觉得好像是被冒犯了,然后他们在就是心谋计要杀害耶稣。And
the reason they got offended was because Jesus healed a man that was paralyzed for 38 years on the day of Sabbath.
所以他们是觉得他们被冒犯的原因呢,就是因为耶稣是在安息日里头治好了一个瘫痪38年的人。So
Jesus said to them in verses 21 through 23, I did one miracle, you were all astonished. Yes, yet because Moses gave you circumcisions, you circumcised a child on the Sabbath. Now if a child can be circumcised on the Sabbath so that the law of Moses may not be broken, why are you angry with me for healing the whole man on the Sabbath?
所以呢,在第21到23节,耶稣说,我做了一件事,你们都以为稀奇,摩西传割礼给你们,因此你们也在安息日给人行割礼,人若在安息日受割礼,免得违背摩西的法律法,我在安息日叫一个人全然好了,你们就向我生气吗?
So what is the common thread that connects the two kinds of unbelief?
所以就是这两种不相信的人中,那么他们有什么共同点呢?
Where one is excitement caused by Jesus' miraculous work.
一组人呢,就是说他们因为耶稣所行的神迹,他们感到很激动。
And the other is angered by his miraculous work.
可是另一组人呢,又被这个耶稣的神迹,就是感到很生气。
I believe it's their pride. Or their focus on their own self-worthiness.
我认为就是这是出于他们的骄傲，或者说他们就是只想着自己的价值。
That Jesus' brother validated their self-worth through his miracle work in public.
那么耶稣的弟兄们是通过耶稣在所行的这些神迹来证实了他们自己的自我价值。
Because that's where they could get their praises.
因为呢，就是他是，他们就是可以通过这些，他们得到他们的啊、赞啊啊、称赞。
Now the Jewish people validated their self-worth through law-keeping.
那么这些犹太人这一群人呢，他们是是通过遵循律法来证实他们的价值。
Because that's where they could get their praises.
因为呢，这个解释就是说他们能得到称赞。的方式。
So seeking people's praises or approval or acceptance, or however you want to say it, was the main motivation for both Jesus' brothers and the Jewish crowd.
所以呢，就想得到人们的赞赏和承认啊，也实际上就是是耶稣的弟兄和这些犹太人，就是是他们的主要的动机。
And that became the root of their unbelief.
所以呢，这也就是他们不相信的根源。
Because they were judging by mere appearances and did not make a right judgment, as pointed out in verse 24.
因为呢，他们就是按那个外貌来断定是非。
And as it said in John 5:44, how can you believe if you accept praise from one another, yet make no effort to obtain the praise that comes from the only God?
所以呢，在啊。在约翰福音第五章第四十四节是这样讲，你们互相爱荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎能相信我呢？
Now at this point the crowd still remains very divided.
所以呢，就是这时候这一群人呢还是就是很分化的。
Some still question his authenticity.
有人就是还是在有人还是不能确定他的真实性。
While others thought he just might be the Messiah, so they put their faith in him.
那还有人呢，就是觉得他可能就是这个弥赛亚了，所以就信他。
So my question to you at this point is, which group would you want to be in?
所以我给你们的问题就是你想是属于哪一组人呢？
Now, if I ask every one of you, I know you're going to give the right answer.
我要是问你们每个人的话，我知道你们会给一个正确的答案。
So maybe a better question is why should we not reject Jesus?
所以呢，就是一个更恰当的问题呢，可能就是为什么我们要相信耶稣？为什么我们 why should we not?
Is it just because he's true?
就是是因为就是他是真的吗？
There are many true things in this world that we just don't seem to need to care on a daily basis.
可是这个世界上有好多就是很真的真实的事情，我们好像大家也不关心。
Why should we care that Jesus is true, that he's our Messiah?
那么我们为什么要关心耶稣是真实的，他是我们的弥赛亚？
Why should we, what, and what difference would it make if we cared?
那么如果我们要是就是在乎的话，又会有什么不一样呢？
And Jesus gave his answer in verses 37 and 38.
所以呢，耶稣在第三十七和三十八节就是给了答案。
On the last and the greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him."
节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
So first of all, we need to know that Jesus' answer is actually in the form of an invitation.
首先我们要知道耶稣的答案就是一种邀请的形式。
Come to me, he says.
他说是到我这里来。
And his invitation is going out to anyone and everyone, including the chief priests, the Pharisees, the guards who would come and arrest him.
他的邀请是给每一个人的所有的人的，包括祭司长和法利赛人，还有那些来抓他的士兵们。
Friends and family is alike. Everyone is welcome.
朋友敌人大家都一样，每个人都是受欢迎的。
Then who should come? You may ask.
那么你可能就会问，那么谁应该到耶稣这里来呢？
And Jesus says, anyone who's thirsty.
耶稣说任何人如果他渴的话。
Thirst is a need.
饥渴是一种需要。
that need can only be quenched with a drink of water.
所以呢, 这个需要呢, 只有就是通过喝, 喝水来解决。
So with verse 37, Jesus is basically saying that anyone who has a need, and that's every one of us.
所以在第37节, 耶稣实际上就是对, 任何一个有需要的人是讲的, 那么任何有需要的人也就是我们每一个人。
That we should go to him because he has what it takes to meet our needs.
就是让我们就是应该到他那里去, 因为他能解决我们的需要。
But it said in John 6:35, I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty.
所以呢, 就是在, 像第六章第35节, 这样说, 我就是生命的粮, 到我这里来的, 必定不饿, 信我的, 永远不渴。
So coming to Jesus and drink to quench our spiritual thirst is equated to believing in him or putting our faith in him.
所以呢, 就是到耶稣这里来喝, 来, 以, 解决我们灵命上的饥渴, 实际上就是, 实际上就是来比喻, 让我们来相信他, 让我们把, 让我们来把我们的, 信心放在耶稣身上。
And it is interesting that Jesus has placed food and drinks in the same context as us having faith in him.
所以这里头就是, 很有意思, 就是耶稣把, 食物和水, 和相信他来放在, 放在一起来讲。
That seems to suggest that having faith in Jesus is much more than having faith in a certain set of knowledge or facts about Jesus.
所以这里的就是, 好像就是在讲, 那么我们相信耶稣, 就是要不只是要相信, 耶稣这, 他所行的, 这些事实, 或者一些关于耶稣的, 知识。
So having this faith in Jesus is more like sharing the feast with Jesus.
所以, 相信耶稣, 是更像于就是和耶稣一起过节。
It's a time of enjoyment.
就是这是一种, 是, 一个很, 愉快的时候。
It's a time of satisfaction.
也是就是这, 利用这个时间, 我们可以就是会得到满足。
And it's a time of celebration.
也是我们可以一起来庆祝。
Now verse 38, just like 37, was spoken during the last and the greatest day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
第38节就是和第37节一样也是在, 祝棚节最后那一天讲所讲的。
This statement was probably made in the context of the water libation ceremony taking place on that day.
这个这段经文讲的 可能就是, 在那一天所行的叫, 水祭礼时候讲的。
The rite of water libation is one of the most fascinating customs developed for the feast.
那个, 就是水祭还是电电电 水祭礼呢, 就是也是当时, 一个, 一个传统之一, 就是很吸引人的一个传, 仪式之一。
Now every day for 7 days, a priest will walk up the ramp leading to the bronze altar located in the temple court and pour a jug full of water into a bowl that will drain into the altar.
所以呢, 就是在那七天里的, 每一天都有一个祭司, 他会走到这个, 走到这个铜的这个祭坛上, 在, 这个祭坛是在殿中, 然后他会把, 一罐水, 倒在一个大碗里, 那个大碗呢, 会, 从那个碗里的水会流到祭坛上。
The water was taken from a spring just to the east of the city of Jerusalem, and the spring is called the Spring of Gihon.
这个水呢, 是从那个, 耶路撒冷东边的一个, 一个, 泉水, 取来的, 那个地方叫, 基训泉。
It was here that Solomon was anointed the king of Israel.
就是在那里呢, 所罗门被, 被高为, 以色列的王。
We Within the walls of Jerusalem, the waters of Gihon ran into a pool called the Pool of Siloam.
在这个耶路撒冷这个城墙之内，这个基逊的水呢，就会流到一个池子里。这个池子叫Siloam池子。
And the pool was mentioned many times in the New Testament.
这个水池呢，也是在这个新约里都提到好多次。
Now, because the waters of Siloam was used to anoint the kings of the house of David.
因为这个池子里的水是用来膏这个大卫家的王。
That the anointing becomes symbolic of the Holy Spirit coming upon an individual.
所以呢，这个膏浸呢，这个也就是象征着圣灵来到这个人身上。
So the living waters of Siloam became associated with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，就是这个这个池子里的这个活水，也就是象征着圣灵来流到这个人。
In addition, based on Isaiah 12:3, the pool of Siloam became known as the well of salvation.
在以赛亚中书十二章第三节中，他就讲这个池子里的水就是已经被认为是救恩的源泉。
So when people think of this pool, they also think of the days of the Messiah.
所以当人们想到这个水池子的时候，人们就会想到就是以赛亚的日子。
Because the Messiah is a descendant of King David, through whom salvation will come to Israel.
因为以赛亚就是大卫的后裔，然后是通过他呢，救恩就会来到以色列。
So pouring waters from the spring of Gihon.
所以呢，就是从这个基逊泉这个水，把这个水来浇下来。
That drains into the pool of Siloam.
然后它流到这个Siloam 这个池子里。
Onto the altar at the feast of the tabernacle.
然后又流到这个祝棚节的这个祭坛上。
Was symbolic of the Holy Spirit poured out during the day of the Messiah.
就是象征着圣灵在弥赛亚的日子中圣灵在流出。
And the salvation associated with him.
和救恩和跟他有关的这个救恩。
So on the last and the greatest day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以在最后那一天也是最大的那个日子。
Jesus saying what he did in verse 38.
耶稣在第三十八节中说到他所做的。
That everyone will believe in him will receive the gift of streams of outpouring living water, the Holy Spirit.
所以每个相信他的人都会有一个都会接受到就是这个活水的江河。
Jesus was basically declaring that the days of the Messiah had come.
所以耶稣实际上就是在宣称弥赛亚的日子已经来到了。
And he was the Messiah.
然后他就是弥赛亚。
And the Jews knew it.
那么犹太人知道。
Now, okay, so the next question then is how do we, why do we need to care that Jesus is the Messiah?
那么问题是我们为什么要在乎耶稣是弥赛亚？
And as our Messiah through his death and resurrection.
因为他是作为我们的弥赛亚，通过他的死和复活。
Jesus takes away the sin of all who trust in him.
耶稣就是把所有相信他的人把罪都给拿开。
He transforms fearful, proud hearts.
他把我们这个就是有惧怕的或者是很骄傲的心
into peaceful and loving hearts.
转变成平安的和有爱的心
And he satisfies our most desperate needs.
而且他能满足我们就是极大的需要
And he provides to all who believe.
他就是给所有相信的人有
Resurrection and eternal life spent in overflowing joy and magnificent glory.
就是将来就是复活和永生，他们会就是 是在在喜乐和极大的荣耀中所
And that is why we need to care.
这也就是为什么我们需要关心这件事。
So I commend this great person to you, that you may trust in him, and love him, and worship him.
所以我在你们面前称赞这个人，这样的话你们就可能会相信他，爱他，并且崇拜他。
He is alive and sitting at the right hand of God with all power and authority.
他活着并且坐在神的右手边，他有着所有的大能和权柄。
And he, in one day, will come in great glory.
然后有一天他就会他会带着极大的荣耀来到这里。
Now he has that exalted place, or he's where he's at right now.
所以呢，就是他现在就是在他那个地方是被高举的地方。
It's because he himself is God the Son.
因为他自己是神子。
And in him, the presence of God literally tabernacles among all of us.
所以呢，在他那里呢，那么神的存在是就是像就是帐篷一样在我们之中。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we just thank you so much for everything you have done for us.
天父，我们为你我们感谢你为我们所做的一切。
And we thank you for sending your only begotten Son to do everything that He did for us.
我们也感谢你把你唯一的独生子给我们，然后他给我们所做的一切。
Lord, we just pray that we'll see through that and beyond that.
主，我们就是我们希望我们能透过这一切，就是不只是停留着在这件事上。
So we can understand why he did all those things for us.
所以我们通过这个，我们可以能了解他为什么为我们这样做。
So we can trust him, love him, and worship him.
所以我们可以相信他，爱他，然后崇拜他。
We thank you and pray in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，我们奉主的名求祷告。